Aisa, here it's a shalom nisa diraisa of klayim to work with the two animals together. So he looked at the simonim on them to make sure they both came from the same type of a mother. So he's asking, is that true that yibseimachan simonim diraisa? Is this true? Yeah. So it's a rabbanan. Oh, that's going to be a statement just. What the Gemara says, what in Chodesh Zerav, look here, this is a statement. V'simonim v'yiraisa, that's the halacha. Rashi says, midasomach ha-simonim v'shor v'yisraelayu sh'marmino. That was samach ha-simonim even by achsoros ha-veda, shavos ha-veda, that's midiraisa. That he gives samach ha-simonim midiraisa. That's not a shal, even on the Gemara there in Bamitzia, it's iboilon. Is simonim v'yiraisa not, to chrihe shavaraya, simonim is v'yiraisa. It can be samach ha-simonim midiraisa. Hadamor says, Tanra Bonham, we learn like this. Oyser vs benoi, this mitzvah voice is not to shech the father or the mother the same day, the mother and the kid. Noi the klaim, it's nageya, whether the kids are klaim, it doesn't make enough mina if they're klaim. Or else, will the kvi, it's nageya with the kvi also. We'll soon see what a kvi is. A kvi usually is a suffix if it's a chaya or a behema. Reb lezuwaima, klaim habom in azim in arochol, depends where the pair came from. If the klayim came from a goat, klayim abo min esum a goat min a rocho from a sheep, then they have loch oisav yes b'nei noig boy. That year, we'll soon see a different type of a klayim, no. Kviya though, ain oisav yes b'nei noig boy. But by kvi, we'll soon see what that is, this type of a min, there's no loch of oisav yes b'nei. On this Omer Chizur, Chizur sounds like this now, that Eiza Kvi Shenechla Kubar Rav Lezachonim, and which type of a Kvi is the Machlokes, we just had before, the first Tanakhama says, the Eiza Vyas Benoi is Noig with a Kvi. And the Blazer says, no, it's only Noig with a certain type of a Klayim, but it's not Nagay with a Kvi. So where is the Machlokes? What type of a Kvi is an animal, it's a Sophic, whether it's a Chai or a Behema, which type are we talking about? Eiza Kvi Shenechla Kubar Rav Lezachonim. He says, Zehabo min hatayish. The machlokes is only an offspring that came min hatayish or min hatzviya. That min hatayish, that's from a he goat, or min hatzviya, that's from a deer. That's a chaya. So it's a tayish, that's a goat, that's a behemoth, that's a tzoin. And min hatzviya, that's a chaya. So a behemoth, a kid that comes from a tayish and a tzviya, that's called a kviya. And that's the machlokes, is that called the se or not? Or is it called the chaya? So Zechidam, what's the case talking about? Let me, if you want to tell me, betayish, that the goat, a he goat, habola tzviya, he goat, live with a female deer, the yolden, and gave birth. Because shochet lo ulabro, and they shechted the mother and the kid the same day, if that's the machlokes, everybody agrees, pihi tzviya. In the case where the mother is the deer, ubino tayish, and the kid is a goat, that shepoter, everybody agrees that there's no mitzvah of yisbino in this case. If the mother was the deer, the mother was the chaya, so on the chaya there's no mitzvah of yisbino. Why? Seh ubino yamarachmona. The Torah says the mitzvah applies to a seh, to a sheep. For loit tzvi ubino, and not with a deer. A deer is called a chaya, not with a deer. That is no machlokes. Everybody holds shepoter. Ela, where's the machloikis? Ela b'tzviya, that's a deer, habola taisha, went on a she-goat. That's what the machloikis is. V'yolden, it gave birth. V'koshochet lo lebro, yeshech, now the mother and the kid the same day. That's what the machloikis is. The mother, lemaisa, is a goat, that's called a se. But the kid, lemaisa, comes from a tzvi, comes from a deer, so maybe it's not called b'noi, that's a shal, if you put it or not. So it says, I, Bomer Chizur, Chiz himself said, how come more than everybody agrees, Pihi Taisha, where the mother was a goat, Obenot Tzvi, and the kid is a deer, Shechayiv, everybody agrees, you are Chayiv, Yosef Espanoi. Why? Seh Omer Achmona, the equals tell you what the mother is. As long as the mother was a Seh, was a goat, so there's a mitzvah Yosef Espanoi. Obenoi Koldu, and any type of a kid it has, even though the kid comes from a different type of a father, so what? Still you have the mitzvah, Yisuf Yisbenoi. So how it says, Chutz Yisrael Nechizda. Can't be a machlokes. Here he says everybody agrees that you have the mitzvah, Yisuf Yisbenoi. So it says like this. The other will I tell you, B'tayish ha'bor al tzviyo. We're talking about now where a goat went and lived with a deer. So behema a set lived with them with a chaya. V'yolda bas, and gave birth to a daughter. Now bas, this daughter, yolda ben, gave birth to a son. V'kashochet lo ulebro. And yeshechti now lo, the mother, yeshechti now the tayish, the goat. Not the kid, now the mother, that's the deer. V'kashochet lo lebro. Yeshechti now the mother with its son. Sarabonin hold, choshishin lezerav. Yechoshif lezerav. And therefore, v'seh, v'yafilu miksaseh. So now, here the case is not that yeshechti the mother altogether, because the mother was a tzviya. So again, a goat lived with a deer, and they had a daughter. And now the daughter now gave birth to a son. And yeshechti now the daughter and the son. That's the Yosef Espinoi. See the machlokes. This daughter now, where does it come from? Its mother was a deer, but its father was a seh. His father was a goat. See if yol choshen zerav. See if like this. Rabban and Savri, choshen zerav. We do say that zerav means something over here. Therefore, this kid has genes of its father, of a seh. And therefore, even it's only halfway, because his mother was a deer, but still he yells, v'seh, v'yafilu miksaseh, even a miksas, a part of his soul, also has a shame of a seh. Therefore, since the mother is a miksaseh, you would have the mitzvah oisav yespanoi. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Yabon esav, v'choshen zerav, v'seh, v'yafilu miksaseh, v'yafilu miksaseh, no, ain choshen zerav. No, you're not afraid for the zerav. See, if you have to go both to its mother, its mother was a deer. And therefore, v'seh, v'yafilu selerminan. It could be in this also you don't say. So therefore, he holds your pot. There's no denoy of yespanoi. So Mara says, if so, v'lifta want his time argue for choshen lezerav. So why is this machlokes new machlokes? Should have been machlokes whether you're afraid for the father's genes or not. And this should be able to talk to the chanan of rabbanon. Stam machlokes whether you have a din of the father or not. Does the father give off to his kid or not by behemis? So Mara says no. E pligi bivur just been a machlokes about choshen lezerav. Have a minute I would thought to say then, behor, afilu rabbonim oida. Maybe even the rabbonim would agree that you parted from the mitzvah. Because even though Yechoshin is Erav, so even though the father was a goat, you want to give his daughter now a shame goat, but I would have thought to say that the ser, afilu mixaseh l'aminon, but l'mais is only a mixaseh. The mother was still a deer, so it's only partially a ser. Maybe that you not mechuyiv. So it's not enough just to say he holds Yechoshin is Erav. But Kamashman, you have to teach us over here that he holds a choshen zerav, and also a miksaseh is also enough to have a chiyavos of yespanai. That's machlokes over here. Two things: choshen, and also the miksaseh considered a serenat. Now we must have heard that we learned kvi. So the kid, that's the machlokes by kvi. A kvi here is this kid that's born, this daughter that's born from a father that was a goat and the mother was a deer. The shalom, the miksaseh, is that called the serenat? Now the Gemara says, "What to know? Not to be learning Gemara in Beya that kviya ain't shecht meisav yodim. Now I'm a shecht this kviya because it's a suffix whether it's a deer or whether it's a chaya or a behema. The nafkamina is the mitzvah kisi adam. If it's a chaya, you have to cover up the blood. If it's a behema, you're not going to cover up the blood on yomtiv. So you shouldn't shecht lechidu on yomtiv." Let's say with the Eved you shechted a kvi, ain't mechasen is dummy. You're not going to be mechal yomtov like to touch the muksa there to make a hole to cover up the kisi adam. Now, b'mayiskin, what are we talking about over here? Then, if you want to tell me, b'tayi shabola tzviya, we're a goat, lived with a shidir, the yolden gave birth. So bein the rabbon and bein the rablezer, lishchayt v'lechsayu. According to both of them, l'chura, you should be able to shecht an yomtov and make a kisi adam. Why? Because it's talking about the mother was the chaya, was the tzviya. And everybody holds the choshen as their aim. So rather than it has at least a mixa shem chaya here, that you'd have to cover the dam. So what's the suffix? Why not? Shebev and shechter and yontiv and nekakisi adam. Elamai the case of yelichse tzvi, hafilu mixa tzvi. Like the whole part of the mixa, the mother is for sure a deer here. So that's your chaya, that should give you a lacha of kis adam. So that can't be the machlokes, the case. Elera, the case is b'tzvi habola taisha. The case where deer, the father was a deer, it lived on a she-goat. The yolden gave birth. So it's like this. Either Rabbanan Lishchot Lichsekot Rabbanan Vayte. Behold, Choshen Zerav. So the father is a Tzvi. So Yishav Kisedam. Either Rablezer Old Yinat Choshen Zerav. Lishchot Lichsei. Should be no Shal to make Kisedam. Yinat Choshen Zerav. So what's the Machlekes also? So why do you say Kvi is Ein? Why can't you make a Shrita on a Kvi? But Mother Shach, you should know what to do. Either you are Choshen, you're not Choshish. So what's the other middle of the case is where it says in the Gemishnah in Beyer that you can't shech the kvi and yom tefiz the tzvi habola taisha, where a deer, the father was the deer, it lived on a taisha, lived on a she-goat. For Rabbanan, the pshat was svuki v'savkulu, they have a suffix, I choshen l'zerav, I ein choshen l'zerav. So that's why you shouldn't make a shechita, because the mother here was a goat. So that's a behema. So the goat is not a toy in kis yadam. Only the father was the tzvi. So the bottom of the chart is they have a suffix whether you're choshen l'zerav. So therefore we have a suffix whether you're supposed to do a mitzvah kis yadam or not. So in a suffix you can't do it on Yom Tov. Therefore l'chitchilo do not make the shechit on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara asks a question. According to Blaz, you want to tell me the pshitalei? According to Blaz, it must come out then that he's pshitalei that you're not choshen l'zerav. Like Rashi says, the yom he holds ain't noig. You're not knowing, you saw a filum itself come with the pshitle, the enchushin, so of course that's true, for a tiny learn like this. Has royov halachiayim via keva. These are the matnas kunum in shechta behema. He's supposed to give this royov, the thigh, or the lachiayim, the cheeks, the keva, the stomach to the kohen, by a behema, not by a chaya. So learn like this. Noigim bekvi of a klayim, it's the gay both by a kvi, that's a sophic behema, sophic chaya to a klayim. Rabbi Lezer Waima, it depends. Since both parents are behemoths, then you have these matonis. But min ha-kvi potem min ha-matonis. But if it's a kvi that comes, a part of it is a chayo, then you potem min ha-matonis. So Mara says, but my asking, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, betayish ha-bola tzviya, where a tayish, where the he-goat lived on a tzviya, the mother is the deer, the yodin gave birth. So Bishem, the Reb Lezer, the pot, it's very good. Why you pot? From Zanos of here, Kosov, will hold Sam, the Philomixa, Sam, Lermin, you don't say. So if, like, whether you do Chosh, Choshna Zerav, or any Choshna Zerav, don't make enough Gemino. Even if you're Choshna, it must be as only Mixa, Sam. If you don't hold Avada, it's not called, it's called a Tzviya, the mother was a Tzviya here. So therefore, since the mother was a Tzviya, was a deer, or a Chai, a pot of Matonis. El Rabbanim, according to Rabbanim Shita, need Iksavri, they hold. Sev, Yafilu Miksaseh, that you do Sev, even Miksaseh, so part of it should be Chayv Matonis. So Bishlei, Mepagula, Yoyevlei, but Idach Pagulei, Melei, I see Raya, the Choshen, is there Rav, Shekel? So again, according to Rabbanim, you want to say what? They're Mesafkalei, so half of it for sure you should not have to give. Because half of it is what? Is the mother a korban? That's for sure. She's a chaya. But even the other here, the father, that's a seh, that's a behemos. You chayv a matonis, but you tell me the bono is only a smukim safik. It's only a safik. So that pagul lemalei, I see right. The question is there, Rav Shkil. Let the Bialim tell the kohen. Listen, if you want to keep it, bring me a proof that the locher is chayshin is there, Rav, and then you can take it. But since it's only a safik, you shouldn't have to give it at all. So what's going on here? If according to Rabban, smukim safik lei should also be potter. Was Ella rather the case must be talking about over here? But Svi Habu Ala Taisha, that the father was the deer and the mother was the behemoth. The Yoldan gave birth. Says so Bishleim the Rabbonin my chay. What do you mean yichayv? The matonis could be the chati matonis. Half of the matonis for sure yichayv, because half of the mother is a taisha, she's a she goat. Yichayv the matonis. The other half taki pota, because it's only a suffix if chashim lezerav or not. El Rab Lezo the Lechayev Bekula. According to Rab Lezo, we hold for sure, he holds Ein Choshen Zerav. So since the mother is a behemoth, he should be chayev completely a matnas kun over here. So what's the case talking about? So the only case must be Bitzvi Habola Taisho, that the father was the deer, the chayev, and it lived on a she goat. The old and it gave birth. It's like this. Rab Lezo Takanamim Smukim Mistav. Rab Lezo also has a suffix whether you say Choshen Zerav or not. So therefore, the mother, Shitake, is a behemoth, therefore you chayev a chotchen half in the matonis. The other half, though, is a shiloh, it's a tzvi, the father, chotchen is thereof or not. So Eloi, therefore, so, if so, that's why it's nagei, the matonis over here, at least halfway. The more and the Rabbanim is safkir, Rabbi Lezer is safkir. Both also. But Mike Little, what's the machlokes then? They both hold safkir. If you're chayshin zeras, what's the machlokes? So when I said the machlokes then is what you say. Peser, we have filu mixaser. Rabbanim safri seven filu mixaser. You do say, and therefore a koponim you.